This is KERA News. The upscale retailer Neiman Marcus could soon declare bankruptcy. That's according to media reports. It's already temporarily closed its stores and furloughed many employees during the COVID-19 outbreak. Neiman's epitomizes America's idea of luxury and is inextricably tied to Dallas, where the company got its start. KERA's Brett Jaspers reports on whether we're seeing the decline of a Texas icon.
This music is from Frederick Wiseman's 1983 documentary on Neiman Marcus called simply The Store. As maybe the premier luxury buying experience, Neiman's has long been a cultural touchstone from mainstream sitcoms like Golden Girls.
The wagons will be here momentarily to transport all of you downtown.
Downtown? He means jail.
Oh, really, Rose? I thought he meant Neiman Marcus.
To HBO's Girls, where aspiring writer Hannah takes an embarrassing job writing magazine advertorials.
So, who's the sponsor?
Neiman Marcus.
Neiman Marcus?
Do you think I'm excited, Ray?
The store's fame and notoriety didn't come just because it sold expensive stuff. A visit to Neiman Marcus was a unique and enthralling experience.
Even for a child, it was a magical place. It wasn't just, you know, expensive clothes for ladies. It was a total kind of a wonderland.
Tracy Aker Hayes is former fashion editor at the Dallas Morning News and also did two stints working for Neiman Marcus, most recently as editorial director earlier this decade. Hayes said Neiman Marcus, founded in 1907, rose to prominence because it was a high-end place to shop in a huge state overflowing with oil money. Fashion seekers with cash came from all over, helping put Dallas on the radar of any designer with national or international business.
They would all note Dallas as a magnet for fashion and a place that's important to their business, and that certainly wouldn't have been possible without Neiman Marcus.
Hayes also credits the creativity of Stanley Marcus, son of one of the founders. Tom Alexander wrote a book about Marcus and also worked for him as the company's head of marketing.
A New Yorker article one time said he was the first one to sell the sizzle before he sold the merchandise. I think that's very true.
Alexander is sad the company is struggling. Neiman Marcus has temporarily closed all its 43 stores and furloughed thousands of workers. Moody's and Standard & Poor's recently downgraded the company's credit rating. But its financial problems didn't start with the coronavirus epidemic.
That has contributed to it, but that is not the cause of it at all.
A big cause is that Neiman Marcus has almost $5 billion of debt. That's partly the result of two leveraged buyouts this century. Sales were up and down in recent years, but experts say even decent sales can mean little when you have so much debt. Basically, there just isn't leftover money to invest in the company. Neiman Marcus declined comment. Jacqueline Thomas is a professor at SMU's Cox School of Business. She said Neiman's luxury brand gives it a chance to bounce back from money problems.
Its brand is not driven just simply by its name itself. It's also driven by the items and services that it offers to its potential consumers.
In other words, customers of fancy stores like Neiman Marcus go there for exclusive products or personalized service. The word bankruptcy doesn't necessarily change that. And the immediate shift to online buying during COVID-19 may not be a death knell either.
These different platforms, whether it's the brick-and-mortar platform, whether it's the online platform, or back in the day it was the catalog platform, they actually operate synergistically as opposed to in isolation.
Government research from last year says over 80% of retail shopping was still done in-store. But there's no denying having brick-and-mortar stores closed right now is painful for employees and investors. Tracy Aker Hayes says the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue has been interested in buying Neiman Marcus, and this might be the opening.
Of course, that would break my heart, as anybody who grew up in Dallas or Texas, I think, to see Neiman's absorbed.
Saks Neiman Marcus just doesn't have the same sizzle. I'm Brett Jaspers.